Hello.
Oh, hi Isaiah. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. This is Jennifer, though. I'm Isaiah's partner.
Oh, hi Jennifer. How are you? No wonder, because I was trying to call the other number and then I asked Catherine earlier what number you guys called from. Was it you that called in or was it Isaiah?
Yes, it was me who called in earlier
Okay.
a couple of times.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Yes,
So
ma'am.
I understand that Isaiah signed up for this and now you guys are having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Yeah, we would like to cancel at this point. Some hidden fees popped out today, and it's like this is a little more money than we wanted to invest in someone helping us with the search engine, with the search engine business trying to promote customers. Our reasoning is that, we have spent 300 and then we were asked to spend 300 again today. However, on our previous phone call, we were told that the next payment will be 300 in a month from now, and we're just not interested in putting down $600 and haven't seen any benefit from it, if you will. So we just don't want to continue.
I see. Thank you so much for relaying that because I'm showing that you are paid in full for a whole month. I'm not showing that there's any further charges unless they were trying to upgrade you into like, add some extra Google paid ads on or something. But this package is completely paid in full. One
I
suggestion,
believe that
Jennifer.
the I believe that the phone call was involving Google and probably an extra package. However, we're just not interested.
Yeah, of course. So, one thing that I would like to relay to you, because I don't know if that person that called you was even from Local Splash or if they were from another company trying to sell you something, but one thing you guys could always do for security is we put a security question and answer on file when you signed up, which is the city you were born in. The answer is Canton, right? So if anybody calls you and they say that you owe more money regarding the Google listing, that's absolutely not true. It's all paid in full, right? So you could tell them like, hey, can you do me a favor and just confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't, then just politely hang up the phone. Because that could have been some type of a scam company that called you that was just trying to get some more money out of you. You see what I mean? So that's why we do the security question and answer just for your protection. Secondly, and I do want to give you this option only because in the terms and conditions that Isaiah acknowledged with his e-signature, he agreed to the $299 that you paid to be a non-refundable amount. So if you want to cancel it, of course, I'll respect it and do it. But what I'm thinking is since you've already paid, what I could also do is push that next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that, Jennifer, is to give you guys plenty of time to get Pure Cuts LLC on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new clients. That way, you and Isaiah both can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business, right? And then with that extra time applied, you're going to have all the way until September 12th. Now, keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if come September 12th, you still, wanted to cancel, no problem. You just call in and, a couple days ahead of time, they cancel it out and you wouldn't have any further charges. But I'm confident that you'll see such a strong impact to the business that you're probably going to want to keep it.
I understand. Well, in that case, I believe that you guys could still take our card off file, because the money has been paid. We don't expect it to be returned after we've already paid.
Right.
I mean, I would think that that would be great if you would push that out 2 weeks. However, I just want to make sure that you guys aren't automatically charging that card. I just want that card off file for right now. And if something changes before that subscription time for up to a month is paid, you know, something changes, then we can make a decision then. But right now, we're just not comfortable with the experience. You know, we just kind of want it to be done with. We're getting some negative feelings regarding it.
So one thing I want to tell you is the 2 weeks on the back end is a retention effort. And as a retention effort, obviously all of our subscriptions are an automatic renewal, so we can't take a billing information off. If you want me to take the billing information off, I can, but that means we cancel it now. If you want the extra 2 weeks and, you know, the month on the back end, then I can do it. But, you know, maybe send you a reminder, email, you know, like a week ahead of time, just saying, hey, Jennifer, Local Splash will bill on September 12th. That way, if you decide not to continue, you can call us and you wouldn't have any further charges. But if you got scared or spooked by something, I want to let you know, especially since the previous agent said something about BBB reviews on the Better Business Bureau. If you look us up on the Better Business Bureau, I will tell you that there's a handful of complaints that are on there. I think there's 8 in total. We've been doing this for almost 21 years. We were founded in December of 2004, and over 21 years as a corporation, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. And the reason we maintain an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau is because anyone that's ever wrote a complaint about us, it's all been resolved. So there isn't any client that can, you know, legitimately say that we did not fulfill what we promised them. But even so, you know, 8 complaints out of over 48,000 active clients, it's a minimal drop in the bucket compared to all of our, you know, happy clients that are successful, that are making a huge return. So, you know, I don't want you to get scared by something like that, because, you know, if you look us up on Google, you can see we have, you know, a 4.3 star rating, and overall we have over 900 impeccable 5-star reviews from our clients. And that's because we're a performance-based company, right? That's why we allow you to go month to month and track the results that you're receiving and kind of pay as you go.
I understand that. But I think that if you take the billing information off and it cancels now, that'll just have to be what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But we do appreciate it.
Of course. So I just have to verify Isaiah's identity in order to process the cancellation, because they didn't add you as an authorized user to the account. It says that in the client interview, they spoke to Isaiah and Jennifer. So I know that you are absolutely both involved in setting it up. But for some reason, it only has Isaiah on here as an authorized user. So is he available real quick, just so that I can, you know, verify the identity and cancel the account?
Yes, just a second.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ma'am, are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, he's not available right now. What should I have him do? Call you?
Let me give you my direct extension. Yeah, because when you call in, you probably got customer service, and then they sent the message to me, and then you had to wait for me to call back. So I'll send you on a text message my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So just have him call me, and then, you know, once I talk to him, I'll, you know, you'll get an email that it's been canceled. One quick question. Have you seen the website that we built, purecutsllc.com?
No, I haven't seen it. I'll have a look.
Yeah, take a look at it, because it's actually up and running, and it's very lovely. Typically, we charge $2,500 to put a site together, but whoever signs you up included it in the package. And because it's already up and running, you have an option to cancel the program and just keep the website and pay $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So I just sent you a second text message with the link to the site so that you can see it. And then just so that you know, we also put a call tracking number on there that helps you track the business coming in. So anytime somebody calls on the 6493 number, it would forward over to Isaiah's number. But is his number the one that ends in 6875, by the way?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to give you a heads up that I tried calling back earlier on that number and on the call tracking number, and on both attempts, I got a voice mailbox that was, let me see if it says it was full or it wasn't set up, because that's always a pet peeve of mine. You know, if you're paying a company money for marketing to get your phone ringing with new business, you want to make sure that if a potential client calls you, they can at least leave a message. Yeah, it says voice mailbox is full. So if he does decide, or if you decide that you want to keep the website, what I would recommend is either have the calls forwarded to your phone number, or just tell Isaiah to clean out his voice mailbox so that when the client calls come in, they can reach him. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't know that, so thanks for letting me know.
I always tell people that, because I don't know when my mailbox gets full, you know, unless someone tells me. So, yeah, I always tell people when I hear that. And I'm sure he's not aware of it either.
Yes, yes, thank you so much.
Of course. Yeah, so
I
you
am
have my direct line
website.
Now, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it looks good.
And you can even test that number. You can call it, and you'll hear if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. But when it forwards over to Isaiah's number, you're going to get the voice mailbox is full. You can't leave a message. So.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to have him call you back.
Please.
What time
I'm here
is your shift over today?
7 p.m. Eastern. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you here shortly.
Sounds good. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you in a little bit, Jennifer.
Thank you, Tina.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay. Oh, all and right. If you decide to continue, even if it's with the website, I'll add you once I talk to him as an authorized user. That way, moving forward, you'll be on there and you can, you know, have all decisions on the account. For some reason, that wasn't done initially, but we can do that once I talk to him. Okay.
Excellent. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, you're welcome. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.